Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Soul Mirrors, an opportunity for us to witness the divine reflection of the allness as we dance through this incredible oneness. I am Master Lady Kira Ra, and my heart bows before you with such divine gratitude that you are here right now. Thank you for joining us. Now, this evening is a very special hour. It is a very dynamic hour. You know, as I've been feeling into this show, I've been really cultivating this show now, shepherding this show, so to speak, for over a year, and a little over a year, maybe almost closer to two now. And as I've been really working with this show, what comes forward constantly is how can we do more? How can we offer more? How can we expand together? You know, what would serve, right? That's always where it's at. What will serve? What will serve? And as I was really looking into this week's show, several weeks ago, actually, all I kept hearing was that because of this week in May, right now, May 10, and actually is 12 days, it actually goes May 10 through May 22, because we are in these 12 power-filled creation days, diving headfirst in. Remember, this is all about that energy coming in, crown and energy, and into the throat this month in May. But as this is coming in, what I clearly heard, I'm sorry, I'm being flagged. Yes.
Tell Dawn to turn on restream. None of the videos streaming.
Dawn, my husband is saying that none of our video is streaming, that the restream does not seem to be streaming anywhere. So, forgive me, everyone, for sharing that. Okay, and I just got fixed. Okay, so hopefully we are streaming everywhere. So let me just take a moment. Yes, I will start over. So forgive us. It is a fascinating week, isn't it? You gotta love it. You gotta love it. All right. Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. And thank you for hanging in there with us. It has already been a dynamic night. This is a moment in May. We are in these incredible 12 days of creation, and there is so much happening and so much to share. And this is why Sri and I have been called to sincerely reflect as our soul mirror community, what is spiritual authenticity? Not from the linear brain, not from a here's a model to follow, but from living it, from having lived it, experienced it, breathed it, you know, inhaled it, eaten it, nourished with it for over 18 solid years. In this moment of May of creation, in this energy that's coming forward right now, when I future paced into this show, it was clear that at this moment in May, the greatest gift we can offer each other is the spiritually authentic presence of who we are, standing in unity. United we stand, divided we fall. So before I go any further this evening, I do want to mention that, of course, my very special co-host for this very special event is my one and my only, my beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka. And he and I will be talking more about the four soul groups and the twin flame, twin soul, because that's part of our spiritual authenticity is we took a lot of flack the first time we brought this out into the world because people weren't ready. But we know you're ready now. And so that's why we're bringing that back as well. So I want to say and invite all of you who are over at YouTube, thank you for the rocky start. Glad you're all there right now over at YouTube. Official Sri and Kira, hi. I do not have chat access, so forgive me, but my heart is with you, and I always go and read the chat after the show. Same thing with YouTube over at Oneness Talk Radio. Oh, thank you. We love you. We love you. And YouTube BBS Radio. So all these amazing YouTube channels, thank you for supporting Soul Mirrors. And then, of course, we have bbsradio.com. You can watch the video, you can hear the video, and you can get into the queue in that 800 number. Now, that fills up really fast, so write this down, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You can speak with Don, our producer, and he'll get you all hooked up. And of course, over at OnenessTalkRadio.com and all the affiliates that are being carried out throughout us, hey, welcome at Oneness. That call board's filling, so get in there if you want to call in tonight, 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500. And Facebook, I am really excited. So guys, check it out. After 2.5 years of everyone telling us it could not be done, getting every weird answer you have ever received in your life, don't you find it fascinating that ever since my beautiful new assistant, Aparna, came on board, she resolved a 2-year mystery. And today, which you gotta love, that today is the 12th, right? We were able to merge our Facebooks and resolve the split that had happened in our community. And so that is happening as we speak. I am excited about it. We'll be sharing more about that with you soon, but welcome everyone. So let's take in a breath and bring our hands to our heart, because I want to dive into this moment at hand and in the spiritual authenticity, in living spiritual authenticity, I want to share something with you. Let me do a share screen here. Here we are. All right. So you are staring at, hopefully, let me find it. There it is. You are staring at something Sri and I have taught for a long time. This is the victim triangle. And the victim triangle is where we are in harmonic frequency with victim energy, rescuer energy, and abuser energy. And we find this is what keeps us stuck in cycles. And this is what humanity has been working with through density consciousness, because density consciousness is very me focused, and it takes a lot of ego to stay in these roles. And that can only be understood when we wake up through them. So in this May experience of expansion and contraction, in the 3 super moons that have just completed, we have had an opportunity for the abuser to be transformed into a mentor, for the victim to transform into a teacher, for the rescuer to transform into a healer. And we're getting ready for the eye to open in the middle that keeps that entire thing coming forward. The reason I'm sharing this and starting here this evening is because in the month of May, we are at a time that is already outside of time. Let us not forget that we have already gone beyond that which we have done before. This is why the physical bodies are adapting. We are literally teaching our bodies as we are offering our soul energy in sacred union. We are literally teaching ourselves breath by breath. We are all in uncharted territory. And the only difference is that some of us are in the same uncharted territory, but in just a different ray, so to speak, or just a little further ahead on the trail, because somebody's got to carry the machete, right? Boy, have I learned that living in South America. You better have a machete. And so it's really important to pay attention, to really pay attention to, are you the person standing in the front clearing the trail? Are you the person that is gathering others to show them the trail? Are you the one standing at the beginning of the trail going, it's here? We are each right now being called. And in May, we are in a unique experience where you are timeless. you have just had this incredible, complete connection with the universe, this outer reaches of the universe energy reaching out to you and you simultaneously being aware and reaching back. We are all being invited to anchor, and I'm going to offer it to you again in its wonderful form here. We are all being called to anchor into our multidimensional state. And as you are gazing at this graphic, this is the gift that is happening right now. And in May, I want you to go to the top of this graphic where you see the ninth. The ninth dimensional witness is where you have literally traversed through the experience of form, yet you have arrived where you are consciously aware of another experience beginning while you have full consciousness of the experience you are in. It's like an apex point in multidimensional expansion, in a month of expansion and contraction. So the energy of the divine has been pouring in through the ninth dimension, illuminating you to witness your seventh dimensional witnessing presence. This is where inspiration flows. This is where you see it. You see the big picture. You see it all, and it's effortless. It's already happening. One of the things Archangel Zadkiel taught me many, many years ago, and it is so true right now, is that if you are calling it into your consciousness, if you are seeing it, then all you are doing is remembering it because it is already done. You're just remembering it into manifest form in this dimension. You know how to do the gift. The key is, the secret is, it is sincerity, love, and presence through steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust. And in the seventh dimension, you are in the witnessing energy where judgment does not exist. It is the most exquisite experience of the living, of the forgive them. They know not what they do. Love them. Thank them. Appreciate them all. Without them, you are not you. There is no separation. The separation is the judgment. Judgment is the gift that we are given so that we may learn our discernment, so that we may grow through the victim, abuser, rescuer cycle and transcend into the divine mentor, healer, teacher. You are that. And in this moment in May, that is being offered to you more than it has ever been offered before. And the final graphic I want to share with you right now is one that I created for my beloved husband when he started his extraordinary class this week, the Consciousness is Healing series. And I want to share what you're looking at. So you can see the Taurus energy, this beautiful Taurus, this beautiful kind of violety Taurus. Well, in the middle of that Taurus, I put in the zero point field. And you see that the zero point field, it's the one that's going up and down through the divine oneness, looking up. Remember what we talked about in May, it's about looking up. And so you see the energy. Imagine right now that you're gazing at your ninth dimensional self, literally in 100% manifest creation with your third dimensional, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth self. And that as you are open to the receiving, you see the starburst coming in from the universal expansiveness. May is the only month where we are starting in and above into the eighth chakra, receive, receive, receive. If you embrace the expansion, it brings you to the energy of you do it because it's just the right thing to do. And that is spiritual authenticity. Spiritual authenticity has no description. It has no step program other than the four steps of yoga of self-ascension, which are really just energy movements, are they not? You are being gifted with an opportunity right now. And this opportunity is inviting you to honestly remember the truth of who you are and apply that through your conscious awareness an expanded presence. So what's the catch to all of this, right? Because you're like, well, that sounds, you know, sounds good to me, or at least I would assume it does if you're watching this show. Well, here's the catch, is that everything I just shared with you, I've had to have many conversations in the past week with my husband that there are people that are feeling that I'm not speaking in a way they can understand. And of course, that's the beautiful blessing of having my beloved by my side. And so I was holding back. I wasn't holding back intentionally. I was holding back the totality of that which I am going through right now. And what I am going through right now, I know is because I'm holding a machete and showing you that you don't have to stop. That while there are many that are just now discovering and arriving at the fifth dimension, there are many of us who are already in the ninth, have had full communication with the 33rd, and are now able to consciously anchor these multiple time slices together to hold open this moment for you. And there's times when the remnant of my own third dimensional self listens to what I'm saying and finds it quite extraordinary as well. Yet, the blessing is that every time even a breath of doubt would arise, the instantaneous witnessing of the seventh dimensional, non-judgmental, amazing illuminated self is able to immediately come forward and love that piece even more. It's all about trust. Spiritual authenticity is all about trust. It's also all about witnessing more than you witness and allowing the witnesser to know that you are here. Let me put up that graphic one more time so that I'm not, I think I still have it open. Let's see. I do not. I closed it, so I'm not going to put it up again. But it was the graphic with all the dimensions. Remember that in the third dimension, we do begin to witness. That's one of the basic elements of waking up, is you witness the third dimensional self. But then when we lift into the fifth dimension through that compassion, we become the witnesser of the witness. And that is held open by the compassionate energy of our divine ascended presence. And when we can release even more and let go of the judgment, then we anchor in that seventh dimensional presence that is witnessing the witnesser, the active experience of becoming anchored in multidimensional presence. Again, I want to share that over the past pretty much year that I've been adapting into living this way, the ascension symptoms are different. For the first time ever, most likely it'll be next month, Sri and I are going to put out an ascension symptom update, because that's how fast time is coming in. And we are moving through a lot of ascension symptoms. And part of our spiritual authenticity is to share this journey with you. And so this evening, I would like to bring in, because it is the right thing to do, my beloved wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Kaur. And I will share with all of you that, you know, as Sri and I have been recently celebrating his I'm still alive moment a year later, defying all of the doctors and everything else, the one thing that we've also been celebrating is our 18 years together. And really aware of our own journey, of our own expansion, and yet I still love Sri maybe more than the day we first got together.
That works for me.
Yeah, I know. You know, like it's I can share with you, I can honestly testify that when you really enter into the partnership with spiritual authenticity, the love just gets bigger.
Well, and I can confirm that as well, that my love for you, Kara, is deeper today than it was before. Mm. And I think that part of that is because we're more authentic, we're more real to ourselves, therefore yeah. Everything expands.
Right.
That it You know, I don't know how far to go with this. It's just amazing to me that at this stage in the journey and in the awakening, the depth of recognition.
Yeah.
That I recognize you as my sacred partner. I can't envision anybody else or any other life outside of our union.
Agreed.
And that this
soul is, mirror back at you.
And this is forever.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is the union.
Yeah,
this is the return to the one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And I wish that each and every being out there finds whatever is appropriate for them to discover a depth of union with the oneness.
And to remember that spiritual authenticity begins with the moment that you honestly, in my case, literally on my knees saying, I am yours. You know, it was like, okay, I am yours. I give up. I give up whatever, you know, I didn't even know. And that's part of what we've been talking about, which Sri and I have been dialoguing on this week, is that we all are moving through our journeys, and so many recognitions coming forward right now. And that moment where, and Sri, this is what I wanted to share a little bit more after you got on with us this evening, really discussing the fact that your prayer becomes the creation.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and spiritual authenticity is really about, if you've read our book, Sacred Union, The Journey Home, we talk about naked transparency. And I think that's really important to share, because unless you are willing to be nakedly transparent and pick those you're nakedly transparent with wisely, and we're going to share with that as well, right?
There's discernment to be applied.
Spiritual discernment is part of spiritual authenticity, absolutely.
Well, so transparency we discussed in Sacred Union, The Journey Home 18 years ago. And transparency is the willingness to be seen. It's the willingness to own what you are really, whatever your reaction is, whatever your feeling is, your thoughts. It's just the willingness to be transparent with your partner. This is what's up with me. Versus in the old days, so to speak, when we got into relationships, it was kind of like, I don't know how much of myself I want to reveal to this other person, you know, or we'll take it slow, you know, and build trust. Versus a true partnership, there is only trust. There is only transparency. And transparency then becomes ever more clear, ever more available as we evolve in our own self-love.
Well, and that's where I want to jump in, because everything Sri just shared, first you need to bring to you. And, you know, this is one of the things that I want to share, is that you, before I met you, Sri had, I mean, you had, I don't even know how many, 22 degrees in every modality out there. I mean, this man didn't just want to know about something. He went in, learned it, mastered it to be able to feel it, to be able to keep moving. I mean, I bow before your mastery. I do. And through that process, through your own vision questing, single-handing the inside passage, all the amazing things that you've done, you discovered that sacred union with you.
Mm-hmm.
There was that moment, everything you just said was first applied to you. And similarly, right before we got together, I went through a very similar process, going on my own vision quest, lots of things happening. And it's all about beginning with you.
Yeah.
And really being able to look yourself in the mirror, because until you can look yourself in the mirror, and we're just being right out there authentic, we're sharing with you what spiritual authenticity means. It means that however you get to that I give up moment, and whatever that moment looks like, it begins with letting your soul take over and letting your ego heal. We often go to let go of the ego. It's really about healing it. And when you and I first got together, we did a lot of ego healing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he almost drove us apart.
Well, in all the spiritual traditions, they, in one manner or another, they talk about to release the ego.
Right.
The ego is the impediment to the mystical connection with the divine.
Right.
But you can't release the ego if it's not healed, because
exactly.
it won't let go.
No.
And the ego is attached and firmly embedded in your emotional body, your mental body, and your physical body. So these are its cords, so to speak. And it's impossible to truly anchor in ascended presence unless the ego has been healed enough to trust the soul explicitly.
Right.
This doesn't mean that every little boo-boo in your life you have to do forgiveness and heal. What it means is there is a critical mass, so to speak, where the ego says, I'm okay with you, beloved higher self, running the show. I don't have my knee-jerk reaction to control is softened a whole lot.
And you know, Sri, you know, one of the things is that, you know, Sri and I, we've been really guided to share from our own experience along the way. And, you know, I will share that when we first got together, I mean, you guys all know the story, most of you do anyway, that when the ego healing always happens first with the self,
yep,
right? It's really about that first with the self, where the only way you are ever going to be able to look in the mirror is to be honest with you. And so that naked transparency really needs to begin with yourself. What are you hiding from yourself? What are you so afraid of or so embarrassed about or so whatever that you're lying to yourself? That's the moment of breakthrough when you are able to know that, and that's how that love yourself more, lift that compassion, the fifth dimension more, then keep going, releasing even more of that judgment. That's how you're able to rise above the emotional body that says, no, 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 I'm throwing a tantrum. I'm not going to let go of this. And you become, and we were talking about this on Sunday's show, you become the mother. We are all rebirthing right now. Everybody's in retreat. I mean, we don't have to go through all of the things that are happening, but in this rebirth moment right now, are you rebirthing a rerun of what has been, only adding a little dash of fear and contraction onto it and a lot of conspiracy and whatever other garbage wants to be thrown into your head? Or are you rebirthing and resurrection and revitalizing and calling forward the rejuvenated presence that's saying, hey, and going back to you and I, we know we have started another life together.
Yeah.
We know this is like we just got married again. This is like we are literally starting our third life together. This is like our tri-stool guy.
There seems to be some form of cycle. But however, the chapter, it's very clear.
Yeah.
We're at a new foundational moment and a new opening, which is very cool.
It's freaking awesome. Don't you love it?
And maybe we'll get a little further downstream. We'll be able to tell you more about that. However, for right now.
Oh, we will.
For right now, it's important to recognize that everybody has their journey.
Right.
And that it begins with self-love. And the question is out there, how do I love myself more without becoming narcissistic? You know, there's a difference between self-absorption and self-love. To be self-full, full of the authenticity of you versus to be self-impressed, you know, or feeling like I'm so special.
Well, that's fourth dimensional
and the strata of the ego. And the ego loves the fourth dimension of spirituality.
When Sri and I first got together, we had a lot of that come after us. When we were living at Tosa Ranch, and one of the reasons we finally left Tosa Ranch was between the black helicopters that would come after us, the flashy light things they kept flashing at me, and then the freaking remote viewers, we would be sitting. I mean, I was so over it. We'd be sitting at dinner and they'd be all lining up at our door, and they were all military. And it's like,
we were their training exercise.
It was like, what are you trying to see if I can see you, or is it just easy for you to see me because we're so out there, you know? And every time we would be in our temple and we would activate this incredible energy portal, you could hear toom, 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 and these black helicopters would start coming, and eventually the harassment.
So one takeaway is have no doubt that the powers in the dominant, powers in the existing power structure don't want to upset anything. They want to keep things as they are. Awakening doesn't conform.
Right. And so we're sharing with you. This was our journey. So UFO Hunters comes to our ranch to film, and they're doing all this filming, and I'm feeding this whole camera crew, and they're all there all day. And at the end, they had some film that was undeniable proof of several different things. And all they wanted us to do was sign it away to them. And to say, okay, you know, you can do this or do that. And We did sign away some stuff that has now ended, which is why we can talk about it, because it was only a 10-year window. And what was so fascinating was then they quashed the entire episode. I got a call from one of our community members who said, hey, because we had a very profound pyramid at Tosa Ranch, New Mexico, that Shree built. It was beyond incredible. And we got a call from someone who said, wait a minute, weren't you guys supposed to be on UFO Hunters? We're like, yeah. And they're like, because we didn't have a TV. And they said, well, the only thing that was on was pictures of your, they did a sacred sites and they showed Stonehenge and us and all the things that we were doing here, but they totally killed the story. And so when you are out there, when you are spiritually authentic, we started getting a lot of intensity around who we were. We started getting a lot more information from the archangelic realm. And what we learned that for us, because we did commit to this as our life, we did know that when we got together, we knew what we were saying yes to. And Archangel Zadkiel was so amazing that we were given some pretty amazing specifics that are still unfolding. But in our saying yes, it's mm-hmm. not all easy. Our easy might be different than the way your easy is, meaning that we are each, you know, you might not be doing what Shree and I do, meaning our mission in this lifetime, in this time slice right now, is to be standing here with the machete at the top of the mountain, clearing the trail, because there's a lot more of us and there's a lot more of you helping us clear the trail, which is making it nice.
Yeah, part of what we're here to do is to help make it easier for others by having some reassurance.
Exactly.
As we are walking the path of enlightenment, that we are able to be public about what's going on and publish the ascension symptoms and publish our experiences and radiate the energy of the frequencies as we attain them.
And how we wound up here.
It's a progression.
Right. And so, you know, how we even wound up here at Tosa Blue Mountain Sanctuary. I mean, we have built a literal self-ascension campus.
Literally,
it's a campus. And that's why there's people who come for a week, people who come for months. And what's years. And so what's so incredible is that all we did was keep saying yes, you know, in our spiritual authenticity, but we said yes to non-compromise of the purity of the stream. And because of that, we have paid a price on some things and we have zero regrets, because mm-hmm. What price did we really pay? We're here now. And so, you know, it's really like even a silly thing to even say, isn't it? Because what we know is that this moment right now, we are all here. We are reverse aging. I feel like you and I have taken off 20 years. I really feel like this second life we've given is literally like a re-queue up, you know, right now, that we are all being given this opportunity to really come forward at our mastery level.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're inviting each and every one of you that may have had some sense of hesitancy to abandon that and to just get out there and radiate the truth as you know it, as you live it. Don't talk about it. Do it.
Be it. Live it.
You know, we're past the time of talk. We are in the time of passionate action. And action alone is, it could be lovely and it could be interfering, but passionate action is connected to your heart.
Yeah.
It's connected to the inspired energy that caused you to take birth. I mean, we didn't just accidentally drop in here. Oh my goodness, the wind blew and here I am on earth. You know, there was intentionality at work.
Mm-hmm.
And when we can honor our intentionality, when we can line up with that, then the ignition is far more potent.
Yeah, it is.
Let's do it, guys.
Well, let's do it. You know, Shree, I'm looking. It always amazes me. We have so much to share. I mean, certainly this could be a much longer conversation, and we're going to be talking about the soul groups and how that comes in. But let's take some callers first. Shall we do that? There we are.
Absolutely.
All right. So here we are. We're going to go to, it looks like we're going to, is that Woodbury, New Jersey?
Well, it's something New York or New Jersey.
I think it's New Jersey. All right. Hey, Woodbury, New Jersey. Namaste.
Oh, namaste, stranger. Is it me?
It's you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so blessed. You guys are amazing and you're such a blessing. And I am so grateful for all that you share, and the reassurance that you have given all of us is a beautiful gift that's been wrapped in pretty bows and it stays in our heart. And I just want to express that to you. And I've just been feeling like every week could experience a divine rebirth. There's shifts and changes and then transformation. So, and I feel like that you are walking with me every step of the way and this whole beautiful community. So I want to express my highest gratitude for that. And this has really helped all of us sail right through this very intense time. And I just want to express my gratitude. And if I can have a mini soul reading, if that's okay with you.
Of course it is. Of course it is, my angel. And thank you for asking. And first of all, and I know Sri's probably feeling it too, as I'm connecting with you, I'm feeling over the physical heart, like this heaviness, like you love so much and you have so much love inside of you that it's like so bursting full and so ready. And there's a part of you that's like, just help me release this love. And there's behind you this, it looks like a choir of angels to me, and they're all radiating this beautiful harmony. And I'm watching this energy come in through the center of your back, right through and out the front of your chest. And they're saying, just remember how beautiful you are and say, yes, it is right here. Wake up and step forward. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. It brings tears of joy to know that I'm surrounded by them and you. And thank you for the gift of this reading. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you. And I express all blessings for everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the planet, Angel. Really. Namaste. Wow. Wow. Do we all, I mean, what a beautiful experience. That's spiritual authenticity,
yeah.
Right? You know, that's the blessing. Archangel Zadkiel shared with Sri and I so many years ago that the miracle formula, miracles equal sincerity plus love plus presence. That's it. And how do you achieve that? Steadfast commitment, focused awareness and complete trust. And, you know, no matter how, and we've had some really fascinating lessons along the way and, you know, everything that would make a good novel, right? But despite it all, we have never once let go of that complete trust. Not once.
No, there's, you know, and I want to share something here, because sometimes people, when they hear these simple guidances, they take it as kind of surfacey. Well, I can't trust if you can tell somebody's proven their worth or trustworthiness, etc. The trust deepens as we deepen our surrender to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
There is a kind of a synergistic relationship there, because trust, what it means is I have no resistance.
Yeah.
It means I am in love with God, and I have no resistance to what the world of the divine is offering.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't exercise discernment and put up some boundaries here and there, because it would be unkind not to. You know, there is such a thing as protective boundaries. The trust we're talking about is the trust of the true path.
Well, and knowing who you are.
Yes.
You know, trusting that you know the truth of who you are is part of it too.
Well, and here's one. How often can you just put a hand on your heart and say, I am enough?
And, you know, go start there. And Sri, I want to, and then, right? So I am enough heals that third dimensional experience,
yes.
Right? But, you know, I want to remind some of you, and I believe this is in Sacred Union, The Journey Home, the night you got your name.
Hmm.
Talk about trust.
Yes.
Right? You know, I mean, so, you know, Sri and I we were not married yet. Not married yet. Sri had just moved in. This is in Sacred Union, The Journey Home. And I was filled with this energy. I barely remember it. And this man, I mean, you should share what happened, because that's the kind of trust that we're talking about.
Well, what were, you know, let me offer this in a non-specific way, because it happened, this trust happened not only when Archangel Zadkiel was calling forward my true name.
Sri Ram Ka.
It also, the same trust was there the very first time Kiel came in.
Exactly. And maybe that's where we should begin, because this is the ultimate trust.
And what this is the ability to look beyond the surface.
Exactly.
at the surface, there was a, call it a channeling moment. There was an entity, or there was an energy. There was a non-conforming interaction, a non-conforming.
That would be me. I'm a non-conforming interaction.
And had the brain decided to take over, we could have had a different conversation.
Well, and he's a psychotherapist. So let's not forget, just the quick setup. We're out in Boynton Canyon. I fall over. And I stand up or whatever, get animated, and he's sitting there witnessing this whole thing, and I have no clue.
But the takeaway for anyone and everyone is, when I looked in her eyes and felt the radiation of the authenticity, the congruence, the love, all of that was radiating, it didn't matter anymore that her voice had changed, that she was in a posture. I've never seen such presence, that Kira's spine was straight. She was sitting up and her voice was completely different, and she didn't blink, not once. Her eyes were open and radiating. Now, had I stayed on the surface, I would go, oh my God, something's going on here. This is a psychic break.
Right.
You know, and I had one split second of the, you know, the psychologist lens popping up. But when I looked in her eyes, what I saw was a depth of connection unlike anything I had previously experienced in my life. So, was I in fear? No. Did I have a moment where I had to choose? Yes. I had to choose to let go of my need to control and go with the deeper recognition that love is here, and I choose to align with that. I choose to surrender to that.
And because of his choice, you are here right now. That's how important your choice of trust is. You know, I actually took longer to trust than Tree. When I was first shown a video of what was happening, I've always said I'm the idiot savant of all of this. I had no idea what this all meant, what it was. I would have no recall other than what I was feeling was I was aware that I was changing from the inside out. I would wake up and I would feel these incredible, like I would hear harmonies. It was like I would wake up and I was aware that I'd be in a room with lots of people or whatever, but I heard music. I always heard music. And then I would hear my husband, and then I would feel the energy. And so it was a very profound time, and it took me a while to adapt to that. Imagine if this was you and you had no context. None. And I know that might be hard to believe, but I really was like the idiot savant. Yet I was the reader in the back of the store when this started happening. And I still didn't know, which is why I'm like really the idiot savant.
Part of what's being shared here is the dialectic between the personality self and the soul self.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So Kira's mission on this planet is to, part of that mission is to bring forth this direct, pure, very pure portal of connection to these higher frequency wisdom keepers, the ascended masters, without any egoic filter stepping in. And the only way she can bring that forth in integrity is to have no ego at all, zero. Well, how is it possible on Earth to have no ego at all? You have to die. I mean, I'm sorry, that seems to be the way it works, because without an ego, you will die. So here's the paradox. The ego keeps the body safe. It teaches us that hot is hot and don't step in front of the bus. Now we're seeking divine union, and the ego is all trained up to keep us separate, to keep us safe from things that would absorb us.
And so
due to Kira's near-death experiences, she learned how to vacate. And what really magnified for us and our mission here to share with you is that as union souls, I'm able to hold her essence.
Well, you know, let's go to that. Go ahead.
Well, the archangelic or the ascended master animates her body. She actually dies, and I open the portal so that she can come back.
Yeah.
And the presence steps into her form and delivers the wisdom, delivers the message, delivers the energy. And then when that presence leaves, Kira slumps over, reanimates her body, and she goes, I don't know what happened. What's beautiful about that is the messages are 100% pure. There is no agenda. There's no interpretations going on. What's hard for Kira is she has to go through the ultimate surrender every time.
Well, and you know, Sri, thank you for sharing that. But we do it together.
Yes.
And that's what makes it so beautiful. And part of what you and I have been noticing in our new life, remember, we really feel this is our third lifetime together in this lifetime, is that we are now able to really fully expand the work that came in about 15 years ago because it was for now. This is part of that work. And what you're staring at are the four soul groups. And Archangel Zadkiel made it very clear that you have to go outside of the linear to be able to anchor the ascended multidimensional presence. And that the four, think about the perfect balance, right? The equilateral cross, the four points. I mean, everything about it, there were these four energies that are all from the oneness. So let us not forget that it's all from the oneness. And so all of these soul groups were the ones that were here. And we recently had an ensoulment come in that talked about those who first chose to walk here consecrated this land as sacred. It was a confluence of remembrance and all were welcome. Well, within the allness, these are the original four soul groups that started the entire expansion process. And as Sri mentioned, we happen to be part of the first group, which are the unions. And this is a soul group that is one soul literally here expressing as two. And is that a good way to describe it?
Well, some people would say that the soul was split into two incarnations. And what you said is more harmonious, that it is one soul expressing as two, through two vessels. And the soul can operate independently.
Exactly. It's not that it can't.
Your soul, I mean, light has, you could divide light infinite number of times, and your soul is light. So it is a little paradoxical for the density mind to wrap around this. However, oftentimes people are walking around the planet yearning for their other half, saying,
right.
I don't quite feel
complete. Feeling
incomplete
and never, or afraid to be alone because they're not whole with themselves.
Yeah, there's two pieces there.
Yeah.
I know on my journey, I had to heal my aloneness before I could find my fulfillment.
Right.
So for me, it was learning how to be comfortable in my own company. And to not be afraid of being alone. And after I loved myself enough to be happy as I was, then I felt a different quality of yearning for my other half.
Yeah.
And began saying, okay, let's make this happen.
And you know, we're going to talk about each one of these soul groups, but the one thing I do want to share with all of you, and then I really am feeling strongly called to go over the 800 number. We have a lot of first-time callers. Let's get them on the show.
Yep.
That when we began, a lot of people tried to categorize Sri and I as twin flames, twin flame, twin flame, twin flame. And I know that there's a lot of talk about what is a twin flame. Well, imagine this. As with all other energy, there is the refraction. So, and especially right now, as this fifth dimensional mirror has opened and everything that's looking up is reflecting back upon itself and everything that's lifting above it is expanding. When Sri and I first started talking about twin souls versus twin flames, there was a very strong propulsion because it was a experience that we were modeling that was not modeled often. And oftentimes people will say or try to make a twin flame fit. How come, you know, my twin flame and I, but we're twin flames and we now hate each other.
We're supposed to be together.
But
it's awful.
Blah, 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 whatever. And I have witnessed many people destroy their lives in the pursuit of what they believe was or is their twin flame, throw away experiences. Twin flames are karmic relationships. Twin souls are divine, sacred unions. And there is a distinctive difference. And this is so important because in the pursuit of the twin flame frenzy right now, many are actually becoming entrapped in an energy that will actually stop them from getting outside of that third dimensional, fourth dimensional lateral loop. There is a lot of ego in twin flame. There is a lot of superiority. There is a lot of other energy. And there is nothing wrong with that. Remember, we are at the moment of the Kali Yuga. Everything is being reflected upon itself. So Sri and I, the divine directors, and it had to be in May. And I was like, really? Another thing in May? But this is such a big month. May 27th, Wednesday night, join us for a special 2-hour event where we are going to teach all of this. We will show you the lineage, how it affects.
We're going to unpack the soul group controversy
and all of the twin flame, twin soul experiences. You really want to be there. And we are offering this as a 100% donation-based event. Our goal is to invite as many people as possible. Please help us spread the word. Help us on your social media. Help us get the word out. Wednesday night, the 27th, 5 p.m. Pacific time, twin flames or twin souls, and why it really matters.
You need to run to sriandkira.com and click on the events page where you can register.
Yes.
That way you get mailed the link for the live video feed and you can ask questions and participate in the dynamic community that gathers.
We are really, really excited that we have been invited to do this and are really excited to share it with you. Now, Sri, I'm also really excited to go over to that other call board.
All right.
And let's just go right there to, it looks like Lola from San Diego on line 4. Namaste, Lola from San Diego.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. I'm so honored. Thank you for having me on such a special episode. Congratulations on your 18 years.
Thank you. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I'd love to request a mini soul reading.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. You know, as I'm connecting with you right now, I'm getting a lot of upper third chakra movement. It's not a bad thing, just a lot of movement. And so, yeah, Sri and I both have our hands on that area right now, and you may want to bring your hand to that area. And just with warmth and love. There's nothing you really need to know, just warmth and love. Because the message is actually coming from this beautiful ascended master. And it's so funny because they're saying that from the ascended realms of all that is, you have flown with us many times. We are here now again to remind you that this is a moment not to shy away. It is the moment to stand up and reclaim that which you felt was gone forever. Simply remember who you are. Breathe in the life that is being offered to you now and relax into the knowing of what is right before you. And so it is. Thank you, my love.
Much love.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my angel. Many blessings. Wow. Wow. I'm feeling the need to sit up really straight. Do we have time to squeeze in one more person?
Maybe do one more.
All right. We're going to go to Bonnie from Arizona. Hey, Bonnie.
Well, hello. Namaste to you both.
Hi, Angel. Namaste.
Welcome.
How are you?
We are honored to say hi to you.
I'm very honored that you took my call. Thank you so very much.
Our pleasure.
Great love and deep appreciation. Absolutely. So I have been on a 5-year rerun of a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion in my relationship with my boyfriend.
Yeah, I see it.
I want to call in my sacred divine soul for myself, me first.
Yeah.
And I would love a mini reading for how to create that. I know how to do it.
Yeah.
I just have a really, it's a soul tie with him and I can't cut it.
So I want you to breathe and I'm going to jump in because we're going to run out of time and I see it. This is the victim triangle. This is the victim triangle. And you have all of these angels around you, but Archangel Raphael is really big in front of you right now. And Raphael is saying, you can cut it. You just need to know that you can. You are telling yourself you can't because of the fear of what is behind that. And I see that too. And they're saying it is time for you to remember that you know how to find the support around you. When you finally say no to that which is complete, you will be saying yes to that which is ready to birth. And I will share this with you, my love. I see how hard this can be for you, but I also see you on the other side. A year from now, if you really follow through with the steps that you're going to see are in front of you, I see you like laughing, going, oh my God, if I'd have known that my life could be like this, I would have never hesitated. So just be assured that you've got a lot around you and a lot of inspiration. Know how amazing you are, and there's more waiting for you if you want it. I love you. I'm so proud of you, and I know what you're going through because I did it too. I love you, sweetheart.
Many blessings.
Love you. Thank you.
Oh, we love you, honey. Mwah. Namaste and many blessings. Wow, Sri, how does this happen?
It always does.
Wow,
it really does.
We roll
until it's time to do something else.
Ooh. And so, beloved angels, in our spiritual authenticity, sharing just some of our journey and what it takes to stay on it, may it inspire you as you walk through these 12 days of divine creation to call forward your dream and trust them. Had Sri not trusted Archangel Zadkiel, we wouldn't be here right now. In trust, we expand. And trust and love, they're the same thing.
They are the same.
We love you, my angels. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.